Well, hey guys, Graham here on my daily update video. Welcome to France. I'm in Lyon, France today. Tomorrow I'm traveling, taking the high-speed train up into the north of France, then over to Brussels, where I'm gonna rent a car. I'm gonna be ministering in Belgium for 4 days and then back to the US on Thursday. So hope to see some of you, my friends in Belgium. Got lots and lots of friends. I used to go to Belgium a lot. So I'm gonna be in Courtrai on Saturday, Sunday, Tournai Monday, Mouscron Tuesday, and Verviers Wednesday, fly out of Brussels on Thursday. I'm meeting up with some pastors in Mons and Brussels as well on the Monday and the Wednesday. Hey, any friends in Brussels, if you want to pray for the sick in the streets, I will be there during the day. Love to do that with you. Boom. Hey, in a moment, I want to share something with you guys that I was, something I've known for a while and have actually applied in my own life in many ways with great success over years. And yet really this week I've been thinking about that. It's all about kind of automating the wisdom of God. So I'll jump into that in a second. As usual, if you're new to my YouTube channel, please do hit the subscribe button down there. Check out all the links below. I encourage you to sign up for our email newsletter. And I want to say again, a big thanks to all of the partners of my ministry. We love and appreciate you. Drop me a line, let me know how we can pray for you. And if you're not yet a partner, why not pray about becoming one? Lastly, I'm trying to say this every day now, if you're watching this and you're not a Christian, and you're interested in talking about what becoming a Christian means, or if you're watching this and you are sick, I would love to set up a Zoom call with you and pray for you and believe God will instantly heal you, because I've been seeing so much of that happen recently. I want to see the sick heal within the first hour I get up every day now. So good. Let's talk about wisdom and decisions just for a few moments. Again, I'm talking about my own life here, and maybe you don't have any of these problems, though you probably do. Take the meat, spit the bones from this. But here's what I've learned about myself. I think I've learned this over many years, but really the Lord said it to me this week. I actually had a revelation this week that was all about approaching people in the streets. I've been on this mission recently to pray for the sick, pray for 10 people every day. Now, I'm not religious about that some days. I haven't done one. Some days I've done 20, but that's my goal anyway. And what I have learned, what I've noticed is when I'm in that place where, okay, you know, I'm going about my life and I see somebody and that little Holy Ghost nudge on the inside of me goes off, yeah, I should go pray for them and they need Jesus. Or you see somebody obviously maybe walking with a cane or somebody blind or in a wheelchair or whatever. Here's what I have thought. If I will start thinking about it, if I don't immediately go, it's over. I can talk myself out of anything. Now, I know you guys are really holy, but you're probably actually just like me. And I've come up with a little rule I have when I see somebody in the street to, here's my basic approach, do it in the first 3 seconds. Or this week, I was having a coffee, I think it was on Wednesday of this week, and the Lord showed me something really brilliant. It's like the Lord showed me, Graham, every time you're going to begin to wonder, should I stay or should I go? Should I approach somebody? It's like he said, you'll never win. The carnal mind will always talk you out of that. And he actually said to me, what you've got to do is pre-approve that decision. What you've actually got to do, let's say at the beginning of the day, is say, hey, when I see that person, I'm just going to go and do it. I'm going to switch off my mind. I'm going to turn off my natural carnal mind. Not deny it, not say it's sinful, but just tell my mind, you've got nothing to say to me right now. Go and sit in the corner. And I began thinking about this, and it's actually a really powerful truth in a way, that there's a power in future-proofing decisions. There's a power in thinking, this is how I want, how I desire to live in an area of my life, but I know that if I try and take a good decision, the right decision in the right moment, when the choice is offered to me, I'll always talk myself out of it. I won't do it. Now, let me give you an example. For probably about 15 years now, I have been seriously investing money. You know, I used to invest in the stock market, different commodities, things like that. But what I have learned, what I learned actually many years ago, is to just set up an automatic transfer. I do it, I think it's once a month or every 2 weeks now. Well, literally, let's say every 2 weeks, an amount of money I have chosen from my income, my current account, goes into my investing account. And I never have to think about it. And it's just there in my account. It just goes into the general thing. And then occasionally I'll buy things and sell things or whatever. But here's what the point I've worked out. If I have to think about that, is it a good time to, I'll probably not do it. I'll probably go, I kind of should, but I'll put it off until tomorrow. Yeah. You know, there's so many examples of this in my life. I hope my wife's not watching this, but I've learned that when my wife comes and asks me about, maybe we could fix our roof, maybe we could fix this, fix that, I'll immediately go, how much is that going to cost and whatever. But if she simply does it and doesn't even tell me and spends the money, I won't actually notice the money is gone, and I'll be happy that I have a working roof or appliance or whatever the thing is. My point is, anytime she comes to me, I'm going to immediately go, it's not a good time now, right now. Come on, I've learned this with tithing, with regular giving to a church. I automate my giving just literally once a month. It goes from my bank account to my church's PayPal or account, whatever. Now, I'm the pastor. I'm in church a lot. But here's the thing, like, it's really easy when the moment's there to go, have I got my checkbook on me? Or have you got your checkbook? Should we do it now? What's going on right now? What date is it? What month it is? Do you know, that's why a lot of people don't give. They don't think they're not givers. They think they're led by the Spirit. The problem is the Spirit hardly ever leads them. And they're led by, in the moment, when it comes time to give, they're like, and they've never actually really automated that decision. They're still allowing their brain, the carnal mind, and their emotions to automate that decision. Come on, I can go on with this. I have learned that if I get up and I think, should I go to the gym today? It's never a good day to go to the gym. Here's what I've learned. I get up and I put my exercise clothes on. Literally, I'd have to get redressed if I didn't go to the gym. Now, go and have a coffee, but by the time everything in me is moving me in that direction, I'm going to take the right decision. I have learned that if I don't have good food to eat, especially like I'm traveling, I've got an apartment here at the moment in Lyon. The only thing in this apartment is salads and some steak, some really healthy food. Now, I've fasted all day, I'm not going to eat. I'm going to eat my first meal by 6 o'clock this evening. If I get to this evening and I'm hungry and there's no food here and there's a little takeaway around the corner or a restaurant or a cafe or something there, I'm going to eat something that's not good for me. And that's what I've done for years. And I've given myself a weight problem with doing that. So my point is, take the good decisions in advance. Yeah. Now, I talked about approaching people on the street, soul winning. I don't even have any choice in the matter. I'll just go do it. Who cares? And in doing it, I find out I'm free. And my point is this, find the decisions. Obviously, there are unknown unknowns. There are things which are going to hit us and we're going to have to think, do I do this and do I don't do this? But so much of our life, so much of actually how God constructed us, God made us, was to run on autopilot. Right now, you are not telling your heart to beat, your blood to circulate, your brain to function, your respiratory system to breathe, whatever. It's on autopilot. And so much of the way I think God actually wants us to live is where we automate it. Pretty much every day when I'm at home, I go to the gym, come back, have a shower, I go to Panera Bread. Nearly every day, 4 out of 5 days, let's say. First thing I do when I get there, plow through a few meals, get my Bible out, I've got coffee, I'm in a comfortable place, I'm in a nice atmosphere, I'm in a desk kind of situation, I underline my Bible. My point is, I automate it. I don't think, should I do it, should I not do it? So here's my encouragement to you today. Make a list of the changes you want. Number one, it's great to see the long-term goals of those changes, but number two, think, what is the action you would need to perform to do that? And number three, take those decisions in advance. And number four, it's not so much like execute those decisions, just get rid of the option of not doing them. Live by pre-made, pre-approved decisions. You know, all the promises of God are yes and amen. God has pre-approved this book in your life. And if you will say yes and amen to God's yes and amen, glorious things will happen. Hey guys, I know that will help you. Go back and listen to that again. Why not share it with somebody else? And I look forward to seeing you soon in the plan of God. Bye for now.